I want to speak about Nice in Ludwig's Parasha. This Nice that the Rebbe of Chaim Bruch used to speak about. The Rebbe of Chaim Bruch used to speak about it many, many times. It's a very harsh Nice. Let me speak. We'll begin with the shtickle of the Beis Yankiv. Beis Yankiv speaks about. We find something interesting. We know that the Makkos are divided into three categories. So if we're dividing the Makkos into the parashiyos, the two parashiyos, we would assume that the division should be the Tzach Adash in Parashas Vayiru, and Be'achav, beginning with Burad Arbe Choshech and Makkos B'Choshech, should be in Parashas Boy. Now I know that doesn't stem with the gematria of Boy. Boy is the gematria 3. So with that gematria, we'll have to figure something out. But for Ma'isa, we have to understand what's the pshat that we begin with Makkos Arbe. Choyde Burad, it should be applied together with Arbe Choshech and Makkos B'Choshech. Be'achav, this is the third group of the Makkos and the simunim that Rabbi Yiddish established. That's the concept that Beis Yankiv speaks about. Ois Chofalef, this week's parasha. And he says that this parasha, Parasha's Boy, begins a new anhuga. The Rabbi Shloilom is teaching Klal Yisrael a new anhuga, something new. Well, you know that up until now, look at Beis Yankiv, everything was mitzad Rebbeinu Shloilom. All the parashiyos mitzad Rebbeinu Shloilom. Chumash Bereishis, even the beginning of Chumash Mois, there was no mitzvahs. Three mitzvahs of Chumash Bereishis mitzvahs, but it's considered that the mitzvahs are Torah begins parashas Bo. Yachodesh is Elchem. You know the famous maimon from Rabbi Yitzchok. Yehoi Atayir Tzuch Lahaschal Elam Yachodesh is Elchem. Torah B'chlal should have began from over here. Up until Parashas Boy, everything was mitzad to establish the Bria Sa'olam, Uvis HaKadoshim Shiftei Ko, Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, all to establish the Seder HaDoiris and the minute that the Yidden have in Bria Sa'olam and the Kesher that we have with Uvis HaKadoshim, with this mitzad that Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us these gifts. Beginning in Parashas Boy, it begins the Torah, begins the mitzvahs of Torah, Chodesh HaZalachem. Then begins the Avoida, he calls it the Yigia Kapov Shel Udom. Yigia Kapechel, that the Yid is Misamul, the Yid begins to harve and to be over the Hashem. That begins in Parashas Boy. So he says, Makaf, he says that the Maki of the Chalal, he says, the parasha's boy is the 15th parasha from the beginning of Chamish Chimshe Torah. And the 15th parasha is the Midah of Teferis, he says. The Midah of Teferis. Those with the Cheshbon. Our component is the Midah from Teferis. And the Midah of Teferis is based on the Midah of the Avoid of Chalal Yisrael. That begins the Avoid of Chalal Yisrael. Teferis is the Midah. is the avoided that Klal Yisrael puts in. It begins with the Midah from Teferis. Teferis Loi Menudam, Teferis Loi Menamukim, Teferis Loi Sev, Teferis Loi Menudam. Person begins to be Oyvid Hashem. And because of that, that's also the Makkah of Arbe, Choshech, and Makkah B'Choshech, is also the Midah of Teferis, because you get to the last. To the Cheshbon Makkos, when he starts over there, he goes upwards. So I'm not going to get to the Cheshbon over there exactly why he gets to that, but he said that the reason this parasha begins to speak about the Avoda that he didn't have to have to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the koyach that of Avoda Hashem, the koyach of mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs. That Yidden have, this is when the Yidden started leaving Mitzrayim also to be Mekabel to Torah. The Tachos of Yitzis Mitzrayim was to become the Mamlech Kriyalim, the great Kodesh to accept the Torah. The Avoid of Klal Yisrael. Maar te stappen wil ze minder eens als je salat die bent zijn. Dus als je zoiets als samt die bom, wie dat hem kan niet Hashem. En je komt te haar korre, te haar recognition, wie dat hem kan niet Hashem. Kiani Hashem, the object of Kiani Hashem is that the Yidden begin to be over Hashem, to have a chibur, a connection with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbe is going to say like this. Makas Choshech begins with the pasuk as follows. Netei Yotcha al Hashemayim, v'hi Choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim. What does it mean, he says, the Rebbe used to ask, what does it mean, Netei Yotcha al Hashemayim? Al Hashemayim? Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hand above the Shemayim. How did Moshe Rabbeinu reach the sky? Netei Yotcha ad Hashemayim. To the sky, or El Hashemayim, towards the sky. What's the Lashon Netei Yotcha al Hashemayim? So the way he explains it is Parashas Pinchas, it says, Pinchas ben Aluzim ben Aharon HaKoyin, Heishivis Chamusim Hi Al B'nei Yisroel. Same thing, he was Medayik over the Lashon, Heishivis Chamusim Mei Al B'nei Yisroel. What's the Lashon Mei Al? Heishivis Chamusim Mi B'nei Yisroel. Took away the Chamusim from B'nei Yisroel, what's Mei Al B'nei Yisroel? So put on the Gemur Psuchim asks the steed over there. One person can say, Kigudol, Me'al Hashemayim Chazdecho. Chazdei Hashem is greater, is great, Me'al Hashemayim, Kigudol Me'al Hashemayim Chazdecho. Another person says, Kigudol Ad Shemayim Chazdecho. It says, Ad. The answer is, Kan Bo'isim Lishmo, Kan Bo'isim Shaloi Lishmo. Depends. If you Oisim Shaloi Lishmo, so then you Zoichat Chazdei Hashem Ad Hashemayim. But if a person is Oisim Lishmo, he does Hashem Shemayim, the way he explained it is when a Yid is oisel l'shma, which means he does something with Mesiras Nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's only l'man shemoi be'ahavo. Everything is for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's oisel l'shma and he elevates himself above this world to do the Rufin Hashem. There's no personal negi attached to it. That's Shloi Lishmo. When he does it Lishmo, with Messias Nefesh for the Eibishter, Bittl, and Mavat himself Begamri to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so then he's lifted, he's elevated above this world. Then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Misnaig with him also, L'mailam Nateva. If you bring yourself to do the Rutsin Hashem, L'mailam Nateva, so then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam acts according to with the first notion, L'mailam Nateva. Above this world, that's Kigudal Me'ala Shemayim Chazdecho. The words of the Archas Chaim, the Gemurah and Chilm, the Sechtes Chilm, the story of the Pinchas Ben Yehuda. Pinchas Ben Yehuda was on the way to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pidyon Shviim. He's going to be mishtadlum to go take it and get someone out of jail, a Yid. On the way, he came across a Nohar, a river. So he told the river, split your waters because I want to pass by. And the river refused to split. So Pinchas Ben Yehuda says, what do you mean? I'm going to be Mekayim a mitzvah from Pidyon Shviim. So the river said, listen, you're going to be Mekayim something. Suffolk if you'll succeed, Suffolk not. I'm a Vaday Oysa Ritzoyin Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Mitzaveh, that I should flow. That's the way he created me. And that's what he's Mitzaveh me to do. So I'm a Vaday Oysa Ritzoyin Hashem. I'm a Vaday. I'm definitely the Mekayim, a mitzvah from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You're a Sofik, if you might succeed in Pidyon Shviim, maybe yes, maybe not. That's what the river tied into Pinchas Ben Yehuda. Pinchas Ben Yehuda told him, Gezrani Alecho, I'm going upon you that if you don't split, you're going to dry up. Legami, you're going to dry up, and there won't be a river anymore. And the river is split. He forced the river to split. And the Archav Chaim says, L'maisa, well, Pinchas Ben Yehuda never answered anything. What's Taki the Teretz? Why is the Pinchas Ben Yehuda greater than the Nor? So the way the Archav Chaim says, obviously the Pushta Teretz, he says, because the Pinchas Ben Yehuda is the Chamench, the human being that is Boichi, he has a Bechir. He was Boichi to be Mekayim Nuzma Hashem. So the Pinchas Ben Yehuda went with Messias Nefesh, with Bittu, to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Messias Nefesh, which the Nor doesn't have Messias Nefesh, that's the way it's created. There's no Bechir, he didn't choose to pull himself away from something else and now be Mekayim Nuzma Hashem. It's not difficult. He's a kaimus Hashem because that's physically what the river is created to do. Because when you had mesias nefesh, and mesias nefesh is above everything. When the yid goes and does something with mesias nefesh, Hashem Shemayim, boys and the Shema, that's stronger than anything. And that's what the Orchis Chaim is mazbe. That's the teretz. That's why because we always go there. If you don't split for me, you'll be in the siyabish legamri. You'll dry out legansin. You have no schus to flow even. Because the tachlis of the world is created that a yid should be mois nefesh to be mevatel himself to the money of the loyal. Pinchas ben Aluza ben Ahana, Kain, Hejev es chamnusem mi'al b'nei Yisroel. The reason why he was zoiche to take the charoin off off of Klal Yisroel, and he was zoiche to such a gevaldik because that he did, is because he went with Mesiras Nefesh. It was me'al b'nei Yisroel. He was above this world. He's above the Eden. He went with the koyach of Al. The Al. He did the Shem Shemayim. There's no personal in the gear. He did it with Mesiras Nefesh. Says the Chazal, there was a mamash of Amoritik Sakana, what he did. Because the Klal Yisroel was against him. And he went, he was by his nefesh, was bittul, oysel l'shem shemayim, oysel l'shmo, and that was b'schut there, he was oysel that, heishev es chamuzi mi'al b'nei Yisroel. And that's the koyach that Pinchas ben Aluza had. And then I said, that's also the koyach that a manik b'Yisroel is supposed to have. When Moshe Rabbein told the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yitzkoy Hashem, Arkei Yerichas l'chol b'usa, Ish al hu eidu. That's the mimane a manik, Rafa Yisroel, you ask for an ish, Al Ha'eda. What's Ish Al Ha'eda? What does it mean that the person is a Balgaiva, he's above? Ish Al Ha'eda means that he's an Ish, that's Al. He has the Koyach from Mesiras Nefesh. He's Al, he's above. He's Mevatlim of the Gamri to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's always in the Shema, everything is the Shem Shemayim. Azam Mensh, Tavzai Amanik. That's where you have to look at Amanik. When he's selfless for the Otzim Hashem, he gives himself away for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam of a Klal Yisroel. That's Al. Not for Kate, not Al Eid with a Gaiva. He's above. He's Al with Mesiras Nefesh. Piachav to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Piachav to all the Eden. That's the way the Rebbe was Mazbe. The Teyot Chol Ala Shemayim. He Chosh Chalei Etz Mitzrayim. The same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is being Mishana the Teva. The nature is that it's Yoyim V'Layla. He's making Chosh Chal over here. Chosh Chal Mitzrayim. What Kirch did he have? Because the Teyot Chol Ala Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hebshah told him, take your hands and put it Allah Shemayim. You have to be Mekayim with Mesiras Nefesh. You mevat yourself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and then you have the Koyach to be Meshana the Teva. That's the only Koyach that you have to be Meshana. Because you're bottled to me. Ich bin mitzavet that it should change, and you're bottled to me, so you're Mekayim my Rotsna. Allah Shemayim, you're above the Shemayim, you're above the Teva, you're above this world. That's the Koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu had. But the Rebbe said that's the way a Yid is supposed to be over Hashem. Ayid is Oyvid Hashem, the Koyach of Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh of elevating himself above this world, elevating himself above the Teva. The person is Oyvid Hashem, okay, B'toich HaTeva, I'll do whatever I can, whatever makes sense, whatever is normal. And more than that, I don't have to do. I don't have to, you know, strain myself and Mimis Amul. Whatever comes easy, whatever is, you know, Gate normal. So to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, okay, but as I mentioned, the Hebrew is misnaying with him, also accordingly, okay? Like the rest of the world, nature, whatever is natural, whatever is the normal way, that's the way the Hebrew is misnaying with him. Al-Bahayid Kimt, and he's moist and nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's mevatel himself legamri to the Hebrew. It's Al Tashem Shemai, the bitl to the Hebrew. He is Mis'amul. He pulls himself above this world, but above what comes naturally to him. And he leaves his comfort zone for the Eibishter to be Mekayim Diras Hashem, even though it's not easy for him, but he has a Mesiras Nefesh to do Diras Hashem. Azam Mensch is Oiche to Me'al this world. Zaytach that of Shabbos Kodesh, Siyanka speaks about it also in Kamal Mekayim, of Shabbos Kodesh, Eibishter gives Klal Yisrael Nachla B'li Mitzurim. So Nachla without boundaries. Because Shabbos Kodesh is anything Mesiras Nefesh. Shabbos Kodesh, he pulls himself away from this world. From everything in this world. And he gives himself that the Tach from the Shabbos way, the Meshalach of Mazda. He gives himself in Gantz Lavek for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's a day that it's only Als hij dus vaid is most nervous, pulls himself away from all everything that goes around them. The shomer Shabbos, and he's mishabed to the Rabbanim Shel Olam. He's zoche to nachlo b'lim mitzurim. He's zoche to above this world, above teva, above the belt. Why? Because according to his actions, that's the way he's zoche to nachlo b'lim mitzurim. That's because from Yankiv Avini. Yankiv Avini had his koyach. He was zoche to nachlo b'lim mitzurim without boundaries whatsoever. B'lim mitzurim. That's the koyach of Shabbos Kodesh, and that's the koyach. The way Ayid is over Hashem M'siyas Nefesh. The more M'siyas Nefesh a person has, the more Ayid pulls himself and this Amul. He works hard to be over Hashem, even though it's not so posh, it doesn't come easy to him. Then he's Eichet Shefa from above this world, Shefa above Teva. Naturally, maybe doesn't deserve it, naturally, he's Eichet to it's way above. It's way above. That's the Koyach. This week's Parasha begins the Seda Avoid in the Klal Yisrael. Up until now, he was Eichet. To my subgracious, we're learning about the Inyanim from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the way he established myself, the Simla Bunim, but from this week starts the Avoide, Chodesh Zalachem, begins the Tayag Mitzvahs. And the Avoide of the Klal Yisrael has to be the Tzura of the Avoide of Nayid. What's the Tzid of the Avoide? Via Zayid Ayid Oyvid Hashem. How is it now beginning to establish what's called Avoide Hashem? Mesias Nefesh. What is the parasha from Karm Pesach begin? Mishchi, ikhilchem, right? Mishchi idechem yavoid, look at ikhilchem tzoyshal mitzvah. The Rebbe always say, Mishchi idechem yavoid, pull yourself away from the narashkeit and from their welt. Ikhilchem tzoyshal mitzvah. A person, about it, the person doesn't have to pull himself from the narashkeit. You can be kind of mitzvah, do whatever you can, and that's it. But that's not the tachos na mitzvah. Tachos na mitzvah is when he pulls himself away from the good. Mishchi yidechem avoid, you pull yourself away from all the things that's there. You must nefesh, you provide yourself with the Baruch Shalom, and then the kichilichem tzoyim shal mitzvah. That's the koyach from the Mishchi kichilichem. That's the way the Seder Avoid in this parasha begins. The parasha of the first mitzvah. Mishchi kichilichem tzoyim shal mitzvah. Mishchi yidechem avoid, you kichilichem tzoyim shal mitzvah. So what's in the Tzayish Loim? How do you get Tzayish Loim? It says, Shiyashirim, it says, Moshchein yachrelu, benuritzu, nuritzu. Haviyani HaMelech HaDurov, right? Moshchein Yachalech HaNuritzu. A person, Rebbeinu Shalom, we ask of the Rebbeinu Shalom, pull us after you, and we're going to run after you. Haviyani HaMelech HaDurov. Then Yizrich, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes you into his inner chambers. If you have two servants by the king, one of them works according to the books, you know, whatever he's supposed to do, that's what he does. Doesn't do more than that. No Messiah's nephew. He does whatever he has to do, whatever his job is. That's it. So he's Zoycha Vada, the Melech of Makitoyza. And he's Zoycha, he gets a schar and everything. Everything is beautiful. Someone that goes and he's more finished with the Melech. Way above what he's supposed to do. Because he has a Gevaldik Ahav and a Bittel for the Melech. He goes and does whatever he can do, whatever he can do, he does. He puts him over here and over there and over there. Way above what he's supposed to do. Then it's Aviyani HaMelech HaDurov. He brings him into his inner chambers. That's someone that's from the Anshei HaMelech. He's from the Mekorovim. From the Melech. He takes him into his Chadar HaMelech. Moshchein Yachirech HaNuritzu. We're going to run after you with a bitkul, with a Mesiyas Nefesh. Then it's Aviyani HaMelech HaDurov. Then we go above this world. We go to the Chadar HaMukayim. We go to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's chambers. We're not in this world. We're by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're Zoychet HaSnahagis from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, which is way above this world. So Shlomo says, Moshchein Yachirech, he says that the two types of kinyunim, kinyi meshicha. Kinyi meshicha, when a person is kind of chayfetz, not character, but a metalpulim. Any chayfetz, the kinyi meshicha. So any object, you pull it towards you, you pick it up and you pull it towards you. That's a kinyi meshicha, and you kind of the chayfetz. What do you do by behemah gasa? A big behemah. You have an ox. How do you pull it? You can't pull an ox to you. An ox is a huge animal. What do you do? So you want to say there are two types of mahalchim, how you can do kinyi meshicha. One of them is hikisha b'makul v'ibu. You whack it with a stick, and it moves. So you cause it to move. That's the meshich. The other thing is koyel v'ibu. You call it. You call the animal, and it comes to you, right? You call it, and the animal comes. In other words, there are two different ways that you cause the animal to move because of you. That's meshich. Either you hit it or you call it. So we tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, "Moshchein yachrechu nuritzu." The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is kind of clock. Koine Avudov, Madin. Koine the Avdi Hashem. How is he koinos? So two types of ways, the way he's koinos. There's the Kishiv Makel, we chap makis from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And over the last of the thousands of years in Golus, we chapped enough makis from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he should be koinos. Now we tell the Eibishter, for the Tzvash Loim, Shchein Yecherecho, the Nuritzu. You don't have to hit us anymore. Stop hitting us. You just call us, and we're going to run after you. It's enough. Koyrud lovi, koyrud lovi yibu. Mashchein yacherecho. You pull us towards you. You call our name, and we're there. You don't have to hit us. So we should be zoich atake. It's Christian, it's his best. The Koyrud is most nefesh, the Torah, mitzvahs. We try to do what we can. It's chizez, on the zoich atan, to... Waarschijnlijk krijgen we een rietje, die aan de rietje, die af en toe zegt het kan je niet omheen.